Proud of You is a parenting advice podcast and support group for dads hosted by two goofy dads. They are not pediatricians, nutritionists, OBGYNs, psychologists, nor are they authorities on parenting. They're just two dinguses trying to figure it all out. Their advice should not be taken as expert information. Parenting looks different for everyone, and there's no wrong way to be a dad. Frankly, if you're taking the time to listen to a podcast about it, you're already doing a great job. And these dads are proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome back. I am very congested, and I am Derek Mata.
And I'm not congested, and I'm Andrew Goody. And we are proud of you. This week, we are talking about stuff.
Lots of stuff. Kids require stuff.
When you have a kid, you will start acquiring stuff at a rate which is terrifying. People will buy you stuff for your kid. You will get hand-me-down stuff for your kid. If you have any friends who have kids, you'll buy stuff for your kids. And if you're a freak like me, you're going to do a ton of research and find the best stuff. And then your kid's probably going to hate it and want the 30-cent thing from Goodwill. what spurred this conversation was snack cups. Yes. Right? And if you don't have, I don't know why you'd be watching this if you don't have kids, but if you don't have kids, snack cups, it's like a sippy cup, but instead of having a drinking spout, it has a thing that a kid can put their hand in. And the idea is that a kid can put their hand in, but then like there's some sort of flap or closure of some sort so that their snacks don't spill out. And they make so many different kinds of them. Yes. There are so many different brands and types.
I'm surprised I don't have one in here, actually.
My family went to Derek's house a week or so ago, and Alana had her snack cup. And the one that we have for her currently, we have because it was given to us. It wasn't something that we went out and sought out. But it's a solid piece of silicone. So it is a one-piece bowl with some handles on it, and then it has these like almost like irising flaps on it that are kind of like flower petals, I guess, that go around.
Yeah, they kind of curve, like, yeah.
And it's all one piece of silicone. And Derek saw it and went, I hate this.
Because, okay, I don't know if Alana is at that age that she loves to put things in the sink.
Not really, but where are you going with this?
Okay, so you know, when you cook with a pot or a pan, you put it in the sink with water to like get the stuff off the side of it, right? So the kid throws that particular snack cup in there, and if they don't finish their snack for whatever reason and water gets in, well, guess what? All that mush just goes
into the trash.
It hides on that upper rim right there, and it is absolutely disgusting, and it's the pain in the ass to clean. So
sink is actually a great for dads watching out there who have not bought snack cups. The flaps on a garbage disposal are almost the exact same thing as what the snack cup lid is. It's like those little rubber closures where it closes off, and but yeah, so the ones that you use, I believe, are the ones that if I had bought the snack cup that we use for Alana, I probably would have gotten. And it comes apart, right? Instead of being one piece, the lid actually comes off.
It's not a twist top, but yes, the lid does come off, which at a certain age, and we'll say Noah's age, I think, no, Ivy does it too. They know how to take it off. So then that just creates a whole other issue. I'm not going to go find another snack cup, but there's no winning. Like, kids either it's impossible to clean, or the kids are going to take it off and the snacks are all over mom's car, not dad's car.
Well, and it's always there's always a give and take, right? Like, it's easier to clean, but it's harder to keep the kids out of. It's harder to clean, but it is more secure, you know, whatever the give and take there is. I have the same problem with like sippy cups and water bottles and stuff. Alana loves these cups, and I think I would like to say outright, this video is not sponsored by any kids brands,
I was
and
gonna
we're
say
not trying to
that.
talk smack about any kids brands, but I am probably gonna talk smack about some brands. So if you're from a company and you're watching this, don't take it personally. I'm sure somebody loves whatever I hate and somebody hates whatever I love, because that's the whole point of this,
Yes.
is finding what works for you. I believe they're made by Contigo. There's a cup, they're really, really popular. Specifically because right now there's like a Bluey one and a Mickey Mouse one that are out, I think, at Costco. Anyway, it's like a Hydro Flask design, right? It's like a dual-walled insulated cup, and it has a screw top lid and a straw on it, so it looks like a Starbucks tumbler or something, right?
Okay.
And they're really, really popular, and all of the like online blogs and reviews and Redditors and everything say like they're great for kids. Kids like these. Kids can drink out of these easily, but they don't spill. And I'm like, check, check, check. That's great. I want this. So we got one of these cups. Alana loves it and it's great. And she drinks out of it really well. The problem is it's a sealed screw down, like a Hydro Flask or anything has, right? So it's completely sealed when the lid is on. And where the straw goes in has like a rubber gasket around it. So it's like fully sealed. So there's this little like air gap, basically, where on the inside of the cup lid, there's like a flange, if you will. It's like a silicone valve gasket. And then on the outside, there's just like a little air release. And so the design of that is so that when a kid is sucking, it doesn't create pressure in there, that the air has someplace to go as the kid is sucking the drink out, right? Great design. It's why kids like to drink out of them, because they don't get that back pressure where when they stop drinking, it goes on them, right? Because that freaks some kids out.
Yeah.
I hope my mic picked up that great Foley work that I
I
did
heard
there.
it. I did hear it.
But the problem is that I found out after the more months than I care to admit of using this thing, is it's a cup. So moisture gets up under that little flap in the air gap and it molds.
Ooh.
And so unless you like, and like, man, it's a full scientific experiment. Like you have to get a pair of tweezers up in there so that you can open up the valve and then like grab it with a pair of pliers or something and pull the thing out. And then God forbid you try to put it back in because it's a perfectly press fit. It's a whole ordeal, right? And I found this with a lot of like kids' cups and bottles and stuff, is they'll have, I wish I had one. I've got like my cup, but like there's a gasket around this, right? And
Yeah.
like a lot of water bottles on the inside of the lid will have that gasket. You've got to take that gasket out and clean it, because the water and stuff gets trapped under there and that shit will mold like crazy. And so I've been slowly moving away from anything that has convenient air gaps or sealed gaskets in favor of just like open top cups that are easy to wash. Like, will my kid spill it more? Probably. Do I not have to worry about my kid having mold issues because I didn't deep clean her sippy cup with a toothbrush 7 times? Yeah.
And I know I cannot remember what cups we had. We had the same issue when we lived in Georgia, and like it was the same kind of thing. Like, oh, hey, go ahead and drink from this, drink from this. It's just water. Like, who cares? And at some point, we looked at it and like, wait a second. That it's that rubber gasket. Like it will get you every single the rubber gasket or the rubber like the you push the thing and the straw comes up.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. And they just you don't ever think to clean there or take the piece out until you notice that, hey, this is very moldy. And so we've thrown a lot of cups away because we're like, these aren't good anymore. You are a much braver man than I am because I would not let my children walk around with an open cup. They drink water and milk, but like, especially milk. I'm not going to have them walking around with a cup of milk and then.
Well, so it's also it honestly, dad pro tips, if you can call it that, like it's been a good way for me to also work on, hey, oh, you want to have some juice? Okay, let's sit at the table and drink some juice. So Alana's not walking around with open top cups most of the time. She's sitting down and drinking something at either the table or her little like tower in the kitchen. She's not, on the couch with a beer mug or something, just knocking them back. Like, and even that, I mean, it's still spills happen, and that's just
Yeah, I mean
life
it
and
is.
parenting.
But
And we still have a ton of sealed cups. I mean, don't let me convince you that I've completely switched over to her only drinking out of crystal glassware. Like we're still parents. We've still got Bluey cups and bullshit mugs and stuff. The thing that I did do is, and I mean, I already had it, but I got a dedicated pick set, like a gasket pick set, that I keep at our sink now. So whenever I wash her sippy cups or her like water bottles with the flippy things, I pull out all of those gaskets and I wash them every time I wash the cup, because you have to.
You really do, because like you never realize that it happens, and then you're like, why is my kid always sick? And look inside of your kid's water cup. That could be the reason.
Yeah, why is your kid
Water
sick?
does
Black
mold.
mold. Like
But no, I want to go back to the snack cups that you use. So I have used more of their other brand stuff. I couldn't tell you what the brand name was, and I'm not gonna shit talk them, but like the item is a plate that suctions to the table or to whatever surface they're eating on. Fantastic product, especially when they're learning to eat off of a plate, because they can't pull it up and fling their plate of food until they can.
Yeah, and then so that's what I was about to say is so we got into that game late, right? I think if we had got them earlier, it would have been one thing, but Alana was already used to the idea that you could pick up a plate, and so we, in an attempt to keep the food flinging to a minimum, bought some suction plates, and what that does is create enough resistance that when those suction cups give away, the food goes flying. Like it's not a little pop, oh, it's off. It's in the
See, thankfully, Ivy, because we found them with Ivy, not with Noah. Thankfully, Ivy never pulled all three up at once. It was always like she managed to pull aside, and then it was just like food all over her, all over the tray. But like it works when they're younger, with like
Totally.
a couple of months. So like if you're thinking about, hey, should I use those? I would recommend them, but also the moment that they can learn that if I pull this hard enough, then it's probably time to just go to a normal plate. You'll probably just have less of a mess anyways.
Well, I mean, it really depends on the kid, right? Because like what we found, so there's we have one that's it's like a it's probably silicone because literally everything is made out of silicone. It's a flat bottom, but it's like I want to say glossy, right? So like it doesn't suction cup. There's no curvature to it that actually like sucks in. It's just flat, but because of the texture that it is, if your table is like a polished finish, it sticks just by nature of like the way that two glossy things stick together, right? And so it's not a lot of force, but it creates some resistance where it makes it a little bit harder to pull up. And we found that Alana liked that better than the other because with the suction cup plates, the ones that we had, they were like a kind of like a shallow bowl shape, right? So like it was flat on the bottom and then it curved up on the edges. And then the suction cups were like under that. So the plate was kind of floating. So there was room to get her fingers under and grab and pull it up. Whereas with the flat one, it was harder to kind of get under. And if she didn't have that fidget, right? Where like she was playing with her plate and there was room under it. So she'd play with her fingers and then she'd find the suction cups and she'd pull it up. That one, the flat one, didn't have that. So it just kind of stuck better because she wasn't playing with it as much. But some people have kids that don't fidget like that at all, right? Like Alana is super, I mean, everything, right? She's always
Explore,
when she's cuddling, when she's touching, when she's nursing, like she's always hands everywhere, touching whatever. Whereas like there are some kids that are just chill. They're like, I'm gonna eat my food.
yeah. Like,
Yeah.
where do I find these kids? Train my kids, please. Like,
So I'm told,
but
I only have the one.
I wish we knew about those ones, because yeah, it was It became a game, and thankfully my kids eat off little like kid-sized cafeteria tray looking things. There's a big tray for the main course and the two smaller ones. And those work pretty well. Like the kids will slide them across, excuse me, across the table because they're kids. Like, okay, whatever. But I don't know. But we're focusing on eating things. I want to talk about like your first kid. That's your kid is just born. Okay. I don't know if you had one. So like things like wipe warmers. Did you ever have any of those?
So what's funny is the company that I was working at when Alana was born is based in Wisconsin. They're headquartered in Wisconsin, and my boss bought me a wipe warmer because that's a huge thing in Wisconsin in the winter. You don't want to be wiping your baby's butt with a, negative 20 degree or however cold it is in Wisconsin in December
Dude, is there
wipe.
not heat? Like, turn the heat on in your ass.
I don't know, man. But like, I'm down here in Arizona. I was like, do they make wipe coolers? Because summer's coming up,
Gonna
and
burn my baby's
but
ass with these wipes.
that being said, if I could do it all over again, right? If I started from scratch as a new dad and was buying my baby essentials or my baby gear or whatever. I don't know that I would buy a wipe warmer, but it was really nice having one.
And so, like, as a luxury, yes, I can completely understand it's a nice thing having one. But having had as many kids as I have had,
463.
or, give or take one or two, I guess, I have never used a wipe warmer. Yes, is it a shock if you touch a cold wipe to them? Of course it is. It's no different than you sitting on a cold toilet seat. Eventually you get used to it. Eventually they get used to it. Obviously, don't put them outside and then bring the wipes in and wipe your baby.
Oh,
But
that's the problem.
shit. but like wipe warmers, I personally don't think it's necessary. So like you new dads or somebody who's buying something for somebody who is being a first-time parent. Buy them something they can use, like, and I don't know if you used one, and we might have discussed this on the diaper product training one, the diaper genie. Don't buy the diaper warmer or the not the diaper warmer, the wipe warmer.
Wipe
Buy the
warmer.
diaper genie.
So it's funny because I have a diaper or I have a wipe warmer and I don't have a diaper genie.
No.
But I will say, so I think this might be a philosophical thing, and I don't know if we went over, I don't know if we talked diapers during potty training. So the convenience of the wipe warmer realistically was for the first, I don't know, 6 to 9 months or so of Alana's life. We didn't use like wet wipes. We used reusable cloth wipes. We used flannel wipes. And so having those cloth wipes, the wipe warmer became a convenient place to have wet wipes because you put the stack of the cloth wipes in the wipe warmer, you put water in it. The way that the thing works, it keeps the wipes wet and warm so that when you need a wet wipe, you're good to go. And then you throw it in a wet bag and you wash it later. Similarly, for the first 6 months to a year or so, we cloth diapered with Alana. And so you can't really diaper genie with cloth diapers, right? There's,
Fair.
and so I think that's the, we kind of talked about the give and take with cups and that kind of stuff of cleaning versus convenience. Depending on what your philosophy with diaper changes is, if you're going for cloth diapers and cloth wipes, maybe a wipe warmer is the way to go.
Yeah,
If
fair.
you're going for disposable, diaper genie all the way, man, because now that we are using disposable diapers, where do you put those things where they don't smell and attract flies? Like
So
we have a trash can out back, which is where all of the number two, dirty diapers go. And
to be fair, we do that now too. But yeah, it's where do you put those? Because you have a nursery or a place in where you usually will change your children. You can't just put it in an open waste basket because, like you said, it stinks.
Stinks.
Like, you, even one poopy diaper first thing in the morning, by your first nap time, that whole room is going to smell like that diaper. Oops.
If you're when your kids are breastfeeding, it's not a huge deal because when they're breastfeeding, you know, as their only food source, I mean, this is a weird thing to say, but like baby poop doesn't really smell that bad
I mean, and my
when
wife
they're.
would agree because I'm pretty sure, and honey, correct me if I'm wrong. She was like, it smells like pancakes. Like, I
Yeah,
didn't
it's
smell
like
that.
a
She thought it did.
it's like a weird kind of earthy, like, I mean, it varies from baby to baby, I'm sure, but like it's not bad. Formula or solid foods smells terrible.
And
Like,
like so the diaper genie will trap that smell until you open that flap, and then that's when it all comes out. And it's supposed to have these little, you know what a desiccant pouch is, like you buy a pair of shoes, there's a desiccant pouch, there's one probably about this big, you know, a 1.5 by 1.5 inch for those who are listening on Spotify or any other or streaming service. And it's supposed to capture that smell, but it doesn't. So
well, because it's an oxygen absorber and that baby shit threw that oxygen a year ago.
yeah,
Like,
so but I'm just saying, like, that's the little charcoal pouch at the very
yeah.
top of it. And but if you want to be able to store a bunch of diapers, not an open waste basket with your fucking Target bag in there, Diaper Genie is the way to go. We used to have a few of them to the point that I have a kitty litter genie in the garage for my cats. Same concept. It even has a little slidey thing to help keep that stench, that
There
shit
you
scent
go.
in there. So obviously I swear by the diaper genie, so I would recommend somebody get that for themselves or for somebody that they know.
I just spray my baby head to toe in poopery and let her do her thing.
I will say I do love me some poopery.
Hey, not a genuine recommendation. I shouldn't have to say that, but I will. Don't spray poopery directly on your baby's skin. I'm pretty sure it's toxic.
No, it's not toxic. I have enough of it.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, and there's so many. So, like, another big thing was like picking out the car seat and
Yes.
picking out a stroller and figuring out what we wanted the dynamic with those to be, right? Because you can get a convertible car seat where like it's a car seat that pops out and then you can boom, put it into the stroller, you can carry it around. Or you can get a dedicated car seat and a dedicated stroller, or you know, and all of that. Emily and I went back and forth 101 times on what we wanted in that regard. What did you guys do for, you know, car seats and strollers and all that?
Ah, shit, that's a I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure when my first one was born, it was dedicated car seat, dedicated stroller. I can't remember. She's 13 at this point, so that was ages ago. Second one, I think the same thing. I do not remember. I want to say that we at one point we did have one that kind of went back and forth, and then I think it was Noah's car seat. That was one that we were able to put into a stroller and then put into the car. But then those are only good for so long until you have to get a different one.
Yeah, I think they're only good until like I've never had a control convertible. I think that's what they call them, convertible car seats. We opted to go with the dedicated car seat and the dedicated stroller, but I think they're only good for like the first like 6 or 9 months because it's when the baby's on their back, right? As soon as they start sitting up straight, they need to be in a, you know, front for rear facing, like proper rear facing car seat.
So yeah, that's when we went with the, and I know for Ivy, we went with the what is it? Where you change it as they grow. So
Yeah,
Ivy's as
it's
we lean,
adjustable.
yeah, so leaned all the way back when she was first born, and like we're slowly raising her up, and eventually you have to turn it around, and then you'll keep raising it up until she's sitting, and then I think it's up until she is in a booster seat. I have to look at it again. And Noah is in a similar one now. His is more, I want to say his is more like for older kids than hers is. I'd have to look. I'm not usually staring at the car seat. I just know that my wife isn't going to buy something that isn't safe for the children.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the and at the end of the day, like there's so many choices that you can make in a car seat, right? And like do your own research and make your own decisions,
Yes,
but
and buy what you
understand
can
that
afford too, because car seats can get
100%,
very expensive.
100%. But with that in mind, understand that whether you spend $80 on a car seat or $1,000 on a car seat, they are all held to certain
Yes.
federal safety standards. And some of them are better, some of them are worse, some of them are more convenient, some of them are less convenient, some of them are convertible, some of them are not. All of them, if properly installed, which is a whole other conversation, are safe for your kid. So like don't get too wrapped up. You know, we talk on the show all the time, like there's no right way to be a dad, right? There's no best car seat. There's no
No, there's
best
not.
stroller. Figure out what you want. And like, we have this shiny bougie, I can't even remember what the name of the company is. But it's like a swivel seat, right? And so
I was going to
it
bring that up.
turns, which the convenience of that for me was, okay, this thing is like getting the baby in and out of the car seat. I can turn my car seat 45 degrees, put my baby in, buckle her up, get her all nice and safe, be talking to her and everything, and then turn her so she's back facing now, or once she gets older, turn her so she's front facing, because ours is the same as yours. It's like graduated, right? It slowly, the angle changes and the headrest rises, and then it turns into a booster seat. I think the one that we have goes from newborn through like I think it's the like 5-year-old booster seat. Which part of the appeal to me was I could buy one thing. Like, yes, it was way more expensive, right? I think it was like, I don't know. It Emily's best friend's family bought it for us, and like kudos to the Moores. You guys are the best. They showed up for us in a major way during our baby shower and everything, but they bought that car seat. I did not. However, it was a very expensive car seat, and the choice to get that very expensive car seat was made because I was looking at convertible car seats, and I was like, well, that's convenient. You can like pop the baby out, and then I can carry it when we're going places, or I can put it in the stroller, and it's all just one seat. So if the baby's asleep, it makes transferring super easy, and yada, yada, yada. Well, that shit works for like 6 months. And then you got to buy another car seat and another stroller. And then another year later, you have to buy a booster seat, and you have to buy another stroller or whatever. Whereas,
Yeah.
like this thing, like this seat goes from newborn to like 8 years old. Like she's gonna sit in that car seat until she can sit in the seat of the car without any
And
assistance.
thinking about it, I think Ivy seat is the same as Noah's, just a different color. But yeah, no, it may be cheaper now, but in the long run, what is it going to cost you? Like, and so it's again, whatever works for your financial needs. And car seats are only good for, I think it's like what, 10 years or something?
It's less than that.
You would think
Also,
if the car seat that grows with you or whatever, like obviously if you can sit until you're
when
eight.
it's well, and it's I think there's I think car seats are good for us. Well, and like infant car seats, I think are only good for like 2 years. Convertible car seats are only good for like 2 years. This is all available. I'll try to throw a link below to
Yeah,
the federal
that's
regulations on how often
no,
you're supposed to replace your car seats. Not that federal regulations are the end all be all either,
like it is the safety of your child,
but it
though.
is the safety of your child. So like that is something to consider. Also, while we're on this topic, it's worth noting, if you're ever in a car accident, even if it's like the world's most minor car accident, you should replace your car seat
Yes.
because there are like safety triggers and releases that crumple in the same way that like if you're in a car accident, there are certain pieces of your car that are designed to collapse in an accident. There are features of your car seat that collapse during an accident, and whether it's a 5 mile an hour fender bender or you got hit by a semi truck and I don't know how you're still alive, you need to replace your car seat after every accident, and all you have to do is tell your insurance that there was a car seat in the car, and they will include the price of replacing that car seat with your insurance reimbursement. Your insurance fully covers car seat replacement because car seat replacement is super important. Please, please, please. It's the literal number one reason why children die in America is automobile and vehicular accidents. Take care of your kids. Install your car seats properly.
Boom. Take it to the fire station. First time you install
So,
it, they will double check
sorry, it's super dark. Also, Derek just
it.
said take it to the fire department after you install it. That's a great piece of advice for parents in 2003. In the modern world, fire departments don't just like take walk-ins and shit. They have planned events for that. So, reach out
So
to your local
go
fire
to
department
one
and
of their
figure out when their
events.
scheduled event for car
My
seats is and
advice
go
is
to
still
that.
valid, you dick.
Most fire departments, police departments, and children's hospitals host events where they will inspect your car seat or teach you how to install your car seat. Most of them do not just accept, like I said, walk-ins. So
But do
be
it
aware.
before your kid is born because you don't want to be
Because you're
transporting
not
a
going to have
newborn
time when you have a
baby.
newborn.
Yeah, exactly. But like my advice is still valid. Don't talk
Yes.
shit.
I was just updating your advice to the modern era boomer Derek.
Damn it. You got me there. Let me see. The another item that I want to say that April told me that does not work. Yeah, does not work. And it was a huge thing a couple years back, and I bet you they have fixed it then. But also do your research. And if anything we talk about in this episode, do your research. The baby Brezza formula dispenser, fucking whatever. Apparently, the amount of water to formula that it dispenses was not enough. Again, do your research. I know convenience. Yeah. Oh, it's middle of the night. I just want to push this button. It's gonna pour the hot water. It's gonna pour the formula. I'm good to go. Apparently, it was not an even mixture, and it was bad for babies. I couldn't tell you statistics. I'm not going to because I bet you they're very dark. But if that is something you want to buy, look into it to make sure that it does dispense each evenly. You know.
Interesting. Yeah, I never had formula-fed babies. I'm assuming this is like a instant coffee machine, basically, for formula.
Pretty much. So none of my kids were. I mean, they were formula fed, but we did the we poured it ourselves. But I do. We did have a friend who had one, and we're like, "That's the coolest thing ever." But we didn't have that kind of money to buy one of those, so we never did. But I will say, a good thing to buy is the it's a little tower that warms the water for you. I don't know, or you're not formula fed, but it has three different heat settings on it. And you kind of set it to whatever you want. You put the bottle in there, you push the little thing, and it just keeps that water at that consistent temperature constantly. We used it for Noah and Ivy. It was fantastic. Highly recommend that one. Couldn't tell you the name of who made it, but it was a good one.
What if I just buy a sous vide machine so that I can sous vide all of my steaks and pork chops and stuff, and then I just set that temperature to whatever the water for formula-fed babies is, and as I'm cooking my steak, I just pour out
Listen,
some for the
you have to explain what the fuck that is for someone. Like I know what it is, but I learned that last year. So
Okay, a sous vide is a water circulator for cooking steak, and I was making a douchey, rich,
I
white man
mean
making meat joke.
it my I wouldn't, obviously. It was a joke, but like I wouldn't for those of you who do not understand how jokes work. But
Fair.
like sous vide, like I had a neighbor who was like, "Oh yeah, this is how I cook some of my food." It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, as a water circulator, it does, I would imagine, a similar thing. But yeah, the contained unit for your baby formula should be different than the open top sous vide steak cooker.
Yeah, no, so it's a little like water tower, all of like this
Nice.
big, and we had a couple of them and swear by them and would recommend those for anybody.
Awesome.
Or the what, and I'm trying to think, like the bottles we used were the I couldn't tell you. Everybody has their own opinions on bottles, so I'm not going to give my opinion at
Well,
all because
every baby is different, right?
everybody
Like,
is different. And And I will say, like, what my first daughter used, you remember the, I guess you wouldn't, you might know about them, the little bags that you used to put formula or breast milk in, and then you'd put them in the bottle and have to like squeeze the air out.
I know roughly what you're talking about because I've used like platypus bottles while hiking and stuff. I
So
can assume it's
yes,
the same technology.
it probably, like, it's so rudimentary and like crazy to think it was 13 years ago that I was using these plastic container, not even plastic containers, they're like Ziploc bags that you pour the stuff in, push the air out so you didn't have a gassy baby. Didn't use any of those. I don't even know if they exist anymore. Now they have the Dr. Brown's, Dr. Tom's, whatever it is, that straw that goes right to the bottom of it to help that circulate that air. We use
Yeah.
those. We did like those.
Well, and that's so Alana never took a bottle which was unfortunate in a lot of ways because I didn't really get to feed Alana, right? I still
Yeah.
don't. I mean, I can feed her bites of chicken nuggy, but when it comes to breast milk, that's 100% mom job. For us, right? And not everybody has that same experience, but we went through God's, I want to say 7 or 8 different bottles, trying to figure out what bottle Alana would like. And at the end of the day, the answer was none. She wouldn't take a bottle. But I've had multiple friends who have had various different bottles and liked a certain one or didn't like a certain one, or they had a baby who was sensitive to silicone, and so they didn't like the particular nipples that were on that bottle, or they had a baby who was sensitive to whatever the other rubber plastic that people use is. Like, it's so independent to your kid, right? And so a lot of this, unfortunately, the reality of finding the products that work best for your family, a lot of it is just trial and error. You're gonna buy a bottle and your kid's gonna not like it, and you're gonna, give it to Goodwill and buy another bottle that your kid may or may not like.
I want to say we went through, I think, Ivy, and again, honey, if I'm wrong, I apologize. She did like a certain type of nipple, so we did have to buy particular nipples, and I think it was the ones like the NICU use, and she was in the NICU. No, that still doesn't make sense, but I just remember it was Noah used the clear ones and Ivy used the brownish colored ones. Because that's what she liked. Yeah, it had to be a NICU thing because I don't,
We
I,
live.
fuck man, I'm getting old. My memory's going.
Yeah, we live in a really cool time where, like Emily and I actually had a discussion about baby bottles because I really wanted to be able to be a part of that experience, right? And be able to feed Alana. And so we were really trying to find like a bottle that Alana would take to. And we live in this really rad time where I strongly considered you can get a cast of mom's actual nipple and have somebody either 3D print or silicone replicate a nipple for a bottle that is mom's breast. Like it is your wife's nipple on a bottle. We didn't end up doing it just because it is a little bit cost prohibitive, and it just wasn't really that important to either of us that she take a bottle. And again, you never know, right? Like if your baby happens to be sensitive to the texture of silicone or whatever that thing is made out of, even the best direct replication isn't going to be mom, right? It's never going to be exact.
It's that warmth and that nurturing that they feel with the mother there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we live in this really cool time where like that's an option, right? Like you can go to a what do they call prosthetist or the person who makes prosthetic limbs,
Yeah, just
that
say
like
that.
yeah that will recreate a boob for your kid, like whole cloth.
And it's just the final product that I want to throw out here, and it's highly recommended. I wish I knew the name of it. I will ask my wife what it is, and because to us it was like magic. Literally, like To this day, I cannot figure out how the fuck this thing works. It is for the breastfeeding moms. So, moms, if you're listening, or if your wife is a breastfeeding mom, it's this thing that you crack the middle of it and it heats up and you put it on your boob to help milk flow, to help any of the clogged ducts, any of that thing. And when you're done with it, you put it back in boiling water and it resets it. And you can just use it as many times as you want. And like I said, literal magic, because I don't know how the fuck it works time and time and time and time again. April will tell you, she will tell any mom that yes, this is the item to use for if you're breastfeeding. I will ask her, I don't
Well,
want
I
to
was
say.
gonna say we'll tag it somewhere in the comment section.
So like it is recommended because I know breastfeeding is hard, breastfeeding is painful. My wife can swear by this product. We had this for her for Ivy. And I cannot sing its praises enough. And I wish I knew the name of it or what anything else, but like I just know it had a little, it's like if you have an ice pack and you kind of crack it and it gets cold or
Yeah,
whatever.
there's
Same concept.
a couple different brands. They're basically reusable hand warmers. And they come in various forms and shapes and
Yes.
sizes, but yeah, 100%.
So I'll end on that one. Because Emily does breastfeed, and I know there's a lot of moms who attempt to breastfeed, but clogged ducts, painful, whatever, whatever, whatever. Use this product, or a variation of whatever product that we link in the description. You don't always have to just use a hot towel.
Yeah. Well, and that's the old world remedy, right? It's like a rice bag or a warm washcloth or whatever that can help just heat relieves pressure relieves clogged ducts. At least that's the hope.
That
So
is
that you
hope,
don't
yeah.
end up with mastitis and go down a whole other world of breastfeeding peril that I'm sure we can talk about in another episode.
True. And I know there is a lot more items that we barely scratched the surface of kid items, but like with we both have young ones, so like this is what we're experiencing now. Obviously, Lucas drinks from a glass, like a normal person. So I'm not going to recommend
What?
what glass you should put in your house. But like this episode was just for those first time dads or somebody who wants to buy something, or first time parents, but somebody who wants to buy something for a first time parent. Like, here's a couple recommendations. Silicone plates, yes. Silicone snack cups, no.
Well, get the silicone snack cups, but get the ones that come apart at the top. Don't get the
Removable
ones that are
tops, that's
one
right.
piece. At the end of the day, I think if I had to give one piece of advice to new parents, it's buy things that are like modular, things that you can take apart to clean, really across the board, regardless of what the product is. If you can take it apart to clean it, it's probably better than the alternative.
Yes, exactly. I've thrown away too many things that I couldn't take apart. So that's I second that advice.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another week of Proud of You. We love spending this time with you guys and talking about everything from the hardships of parenting to the goofiness of trying to figure out what bottle is best for your kids. It's such an adventure, and that's what I really love about being a dad is that there is no right answer. There's just finding what works best for you and your kid.
That's
And
right.
we're happy to be here on this journey with you, and hopefully some of our experience can help you find what works, and maybe some of your experience can help us. So, comment down below if there are kids products that you swear by that you would recommend to any new dad. Let us know and tell us because I'm sure there's stuff that even 2 years deep there's probably something around the corner that. I haven't bought yet for my kid that I need a recommendation on.
I do have one. I'll send it to you later.
Oh.
Medicine dispenser.
There we go. Do you mean a speed pourer for the whiskey bottle that
No.
keeps dad?
Yes.
No. Anyway, Thank you so much. We appreciate you watching this video. If you have the time, if you can share this with your friends, if you're watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching this on any podcatching app, if you can review the show, it really does help get it out to more people. It seems silly, but one review can make the difference between us being seen by somebody else and this podcast being just your little secret. Don't gatekeep us. We want to help as many dads as we can.
That's
So
right.
please get the word out and share this episode as much as you can on social media with your friends. I mean, any way you want to share it. Burn a CD and send it to your friend. I don't care.
The early
Act like it's
2000s
1990
reference.
all over again. Until next week, I'm Andrew Goody.
And I'm Derek Mata.
And we are proud of you.